I feel so honored and excited to be able to participate in this wonderful initiative of Vayichan Ha'am, of the nation encamped around Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, with one person, like one person with one heart, in this incredible spirit of unity. This initiative of bringing people from right across Klal Yisrael, from all different hashkafas, to come together in a spirit of unity, because we are connected to the same Torah, and we're all part of the same family of Beis Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. That is something which is spectacular, it is inspiring, and something so important, especially during these times. And I want to congratulate Rabbi Reuven Tarragon for his incredible efforts, and Yeshivat HaKotel for everything that they have done to make this possible and bringing us all together, and to thank them for this invitation to be able to share some words of Torah. And what I really wanted to discuss on this occasion is that since we're at the stage of Vayichan Ha'am, the stage of encampment around Har Sinai, as we prepare for the incredible moment of Shavuos, where we remember the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, it is an opportunity to reflect about the purpose of the Torah. What is the purpose of the mitzvahs? Why did Hashem give us mitzvahs? Why did Hashem give us the Torah? And even to phrase such a question seems to be a bit audacious, because what can we know? Ultimately, we know that the Torah is a manifestation, it's an expression of the Ratzon Hashem, of the will of Hashem, and therefore we follow the mitzvahs because it's the will of Hashem. That is ultimately what it is about. But our sages guide us on also to think about what it means, what is the purpose behind it. And we know that whenever addressing a question like purpose, we are speculating, because Hashem gave us the Torah because He chose to do so. But our sages guide us, and if we look to our great sages over the generations, they guide us on a path, on a mahalach, to understand what the Torah means to us, and we delve into it, not for the sake of intellectual curiosity, but we delve into it because we want to do our avodas Hashem in a better way. We want to understand our mitzvahs, our Torah, our role in our Torah and mitzvahs in a deeper way, because in understanding it in a deeper way, we can be more inspired and therefore more effective and spread more light to ourselves and to the people around us. So let's take a few steps back and really reflect on what is truly happening. And in order to do so, there I think a very important frame of it is the sense of a statement that our sages made in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud, where it says that if you have a dayan shedan din emes la'amitoi, that he judges a true judgment, he is nase shutef la'kodesh baruch hu b'mayse bereishis, he becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. And we see from this statement of our sages, and there are other midrashim where Chazal have the same term of Nase Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mayse Bereishis. There's a midrash which talks about that when we say Vayechulu on Leil Shabbos, what we are really doing is Nase Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mayse Bereishis, we're becoming a partner with God in creation. What does that mean, to be a partner with God in creation? And there are different dimensions to it. The Maharal has a great elaboration on this in his Perush in Derech Chaim, on Pirkei Avos, in chapter 1, Mishnah 18, and he has different mahalchim to understand it. But today I wanted to look at it from a different perspective, and that is, we see from this statement of Chazal, of Naaseh Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mayseh Bereishis, that our lives are about creation, and that we're here to create. And what is the ultimate of creation? What is the pinnacle of creation? Well, Chazal were very clear about the pinnacle of creation. That is Adam. That is the human being who comes at the end of the 6 days of creation. And there's the discussion in Sanhedrin from the Braisa of why the Hashem waited for the human being to be created last. And in one Mahalach, Chazal say, because this is the purpose, the ultimate purpose of creation, is the pinnacle of creation, is Adam. That is the focus of it. And so when we are talking about Maase Bereishis, what we are talking about is the creation of Adam, creation of the person. And what does that mean? How do we create the person? What can that mean? So the Maharal says a very important and fundamental yesod in this. We need to understand the notion of the word Adam. Adam comes miloshen Adama, from the earth. Ki afra min Adama, from dust from the earth, God made Adam. And the Maharal asks that lichora, it's a difficult thing to understand. How can it be that the human being is made up of body and soul, and that the greatest part of the human being is the neshama, is the soul. That's the tzelem Elokim, not the body. So why is it that the name of Adam, of the human being, comes from Adama, from the earth? So the Maharal says a very important mahalach in this. He says that the human being is very similar to the earth, in that the earth is pure potential. A piece of land, it depends what you do with it. If you leave it lie fallow, nothing comes of it. But if you plow it and plant and irrigate and work the land, it can produce the most incredible fruits. And so too the human being. We come into this world pure potential. If we do nothing with ourselves, then we can leave this world having achieved nothing, and that we are a fallow piece of land. On the other hand, if we do our avodah, if we do our service and our work on ourselves, then we can produce incredible fruits, and we can bring forth the incredible potential that lies beneath the surface of every single one of us. And so what this means is that from the perspective of the philosophy of the Maharal, the process of life is the process of actualizing potential. The process of life is the process of transforming that incredible inner potential into something which is actual, and bringing out the latent power, the godly power within each one of us. And that is the ultimate act of creativity. When we talk about the Maharal, doesn't link it to this statement of Na'aseh Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maase Bereishis, but it is I think it is within what he's teaching us is the fact that we are in this process of actualizing potential. And so in a sense, perhaps one can say, based on this, although again I repeat, the Maharal doesn't say it explicitly, but based on this, perhaps we can say, well, what does it mean, Na'aseh Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maase Bereishis, that we should become a partner with God in creation? Maybe that means that we partner with Hashem in creating ourselves. We're a partner with Hashem because He gives us who we are. We are created. We have our body, we have our neshama. He gives us all that. He gives us the Torah. But then, through our Bechira Chofshis, through our free choice, we transform that potential that He gives us into actuality. But how do we do that? Before getting into the how, just to reflect on this for a moment, we're saying then, the journey of life and the purpose of life is to be a partner with Hashem in creation. Creating what? Creating ourselves. We must give birth to ourselves. We create ourselves during the course of our lives. And as we create ourselves, we bring out that incredible, awesome power and potential within each one of us. But how do we do that? What is the mechanism to bring forth that incredible potential within us? So the Maharal has a Mahalach in Tiferes Yisrael, where he says that the mitzvahs themselves are the tools which give birth to the potential within each one of us. In other words, the Tariyag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs, are the process that we bring forth the potential of our neshama, of our soul. And how it does that? Well, that's the Chochmas Elokim, that's the wisdom of Hashem. It is something which is not necessarily open and available for us to understand in a straightforward manner, but it is the formula, in essence. So if we go back to our basic question, what is the Torah? We're about to enter Shavuos. We're about to go through this experience of Matan Torah. What is Matan Torah? The Torah was given to us by Hashem as the tools, as the formula, as the framework that we can use in order to transform our potential into actuality. and that we are sent down into this world to go on a journey of development and growth, and that we are continually growing and developing and becoming greater and greater through Torah and mitzvahs. And that's why Chazal always referred to the human being as the ones who walk, the mahalchim bein ha'omdim, those who walk amongst those who stand, the malachim, the angels, or the omdim, they're the ones who stand, they are static, they are perfection, but they don't change. Whereas human beings, we are full of flaws, but it is in that struggle to become great that we are dynamic and changing, and the vehicle for that is through the Torah. So the Torah was given to us so that we can create ourselves and become great and actualize the potential that lies within us. And so Hashem sends us into this world on a journey that we can actualize our potential. So that's the Mahalach that I wanted to share in terms of the broader framework. But within context of that, I think that there is a very important Mahalach which was charted by one of the greatest of the Rishonim, who brought together so much of the Nigla and the Nister in so many different ways. And using Chazal, he gave us a path to understand the role of the mitzvahs. Because what we've seen so far, in terms of the way the Maharal approaches it in Tiferes Yisrael, is it's a mahalach of understanding. It is a process of understanding how the mitzvahs help to transform us in the deepest possible way as being a spiritual formula that unlocks the human potential. But there is another mahalach. And it is a mahalach which the Maharal addresses in Tiferes Yisrael, but it's a mahalach which is its own shitta, and it was a shitta which was articulated by, as I said, one of the greatest of the Rishonim who brought together so much of the Chochmas HaTorah, and that, of course, I'm referring to Rav Moshe ben Nachman, the Ramban. The Ramban sets out a philosophy of mitzvahs in his discussion in Parshas Ki Tzeitse, in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, of sending away the mother bird. Because there's a great discussion there about the purpose behind this mitzvah. And the Ramban, as we know, the mitzvah is that if you come to a nest and you want to take the eggs or the chicks, and you need to send away the mother bird before taking from the nest. And the Ramban debates is, what is behind this mitzvah? And that becomes the gateway to understanding an entire philosophy of mitzvahs. And what does the Ramban say? He says this mitzvah is not about Hashem's compassion for the mother bird. And in fact, he quotes Gemaras that specifically indicate this. He says, this mitzvah is about making us people of compassion. That when we approach a nest and think carefully about the emotional pain and the bond between the mother and her chicks or her eggs, and in deference to that, we send away the mother bird, what that is doing is making us into people of compassion. Because if Hashem needs to protect the mother bird, He can do that without us. But He wants us to become people of compassion. And from this becomes the gateway into the whole philosophy of the Ramban when it comes to mitzvahs. The Ramban says that the mitzvahs that we do, they do not help Hashem. It's and I would encourage everyone to look through this Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzeitse. He says the mitzvahs that we do are not for the sake of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. Of course, it's his ratzon, it's his will that we do the mitzvahs, and we need to. And we need to do them because that's our chiyuv, that's our responsibility, that's our obligation. That's what it means to be a bar mitzvah, bar chiyuv, that we're obligated in the mitzvahs. But we do them not because Hashem needs. Hashem is above us. He doesn't need. He's above. We as mere mortals cannot fulfill the needs of Hashem. Hashem gives us the mitzvahs as our obligations, not for His sake, but for our sake, to make us into better people. What kind of people? Says to make us into people of good midas, of good character, people of compassion, of kindness, of refinement, of humility, of sensitivity, people of faith, of emunah. Says so many of the mitzvahs are there to instill within us emunah and belief, to know and believe in Hashem, not because Hashem needs us to believe in Him. His existence is way beyond whether we choose to recognize it or not. So he says, for example, the mitzvahs which govern the chagim, the festivals. For example, Pesach, to establish the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, as a belief. Shabbos, which is there to instill within us the belief that God created the world. God doesn't need us to believe that He created the world. We need it. He created the world. He exists. And that is beyond whether we believe it or not. He redeemed us from Egypt. He brought the incredible miracles, the 10 plagues and the splitting of the sea and the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the signs and wonders. He did all of that. He doesn't need us to believe in it, but we need it. We need it to be people of intellectual clarity who know about the existence of God, who know that He created the world, who know that all of the laws of nature are subject to His dominion, and that He intervenes in history, and that He understands and watches everything that happens in this world. These are all the beliefs that we need in order to be people of elevation and sensitivity, and to be people of gratitude. To have a sense of gratitude to Hashem for His creation of the world, of the fact that He took us out of Egypt. We need all of this. And so, the philosophy of the Ramban is that the mitzvahs are a formula for personal transformation to make us into better people, to transform and to make us into people of awesome greatness in every dimension, in our character, in our way of thinking, in our way of understanding, in who we are in this world. And so therefore, if we're talking about the mitzvahs from the perspective of Na'aseh Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Ma'aseh Bereishis, to be a partner with God in creation, what that means is we partner with God in creating ourselves. And how do we create ourselves? We create ourselves through the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs make us who we are. And they transform and develop us into who we can be. And the Ramban doesn't say this philosophy himself. He bases it on the Torah Shebaal Peh, on Chazal, who say that the mitzvahs were given, letzaref es habrias, to purify a person. And so he explains, for example, the mitzvahs of Shechita are there to purify us so that the animal is treated in the most humane and sensitive and compassionate way possible, so that we become people of compassion. And it applies then to all of the mitzvahs. And so in his discussion in Parshas Ki Tzeitse, the Ramban sets out an entire philosophy of mitzvahs, which look at the mitzvahs from our perspective, how they are personally transformational. And the Sefer HaChinuch bases his entire approach of Tameh HaMitzvahs on the Ramban. It's a very important yesod, because he doesn't say this in the introduction. You have to wait till Parshas Ki Tzeitse, where he goes into the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and there he refers at length, quoting the Ramban, virtually the entire passage of the Ramban on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. He goes into this entire mahalach of the Ramban, and then he says he bases his approach in the Sefer HaChinuch. And we know the Sefer HaChinuch is the classic of Tameh HaMitzvahs. When we say Tameh HaMitzvahs, the reason behind the mitzvahs, but we know that it's not the reason. There's no such thing that we can talk about being the reason for a particular mitzvah, because the mitzvahs were given by Hashem, and we as mere mortals can never get to the bottom of the motivation and the thinking of Hashem. We can only scratch at the surface, and that's why I think, in deference to that fact, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch refers to the reasons of the mitzvahs as shorashim. He says the shorash of the mitzvah, the roots of it. He's not coming to say, listen, this is the reason that God gave it, but it's the roots of it, to understand what it does for us. And if you have a look, and my suggestion is now, when looking at the Sefer HaChinuch, look at the Sefer HaChinuch now with new eyes, because when you look at it, each mitzvah, you will note that what the Sefer HaChinuch does is he looks how the mitzvahs transform us. How do they change us? So when he looks at the mitzvah of Kivud Avaim, he looks at it from the perspective, what does that do for us in terms of gratitude? That if we have to be people of gratitude, how could, if a person cannot even show gratitude to the people who brought them into the world and looked after them and nurtured and loved them and cared for them, then what sort of a human being are we? What sort of a person are we? What sort of a Jew are we? And so if you look at it carefully in the writings of the Sefer HaChinuch, that is what you will see. There are some mitzvahs which are there to establish the basic framework of life itself. For example, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu and other mitzvahs which are there to establish the basic framework of life. But as a whole, you will see he's looking at the mitzvahs in terms of the impact on us and who we are and what that means. And to share with you just one example of it, because it will tie everything together, and that is his approach to the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, of the counting of the Omer, which leads us to Shavuos. Because if this is our approach then to all of the mitzvahs, and so if we go back to the beginning of our discussion and we think about it, and we're about to approach the festival of Shavuot, and as we do so, it's Vayichan Ha'am, we gather around the mountain, Ki Yesh Echad B'Lev Echad, one person with one heart, in a total spirit of Achdus, of unity. We are thinking about what does Matan Torah mean to us, and in order to do that, we need to underthink what is the purpose of the Torah? And that was the questions that we began with. And based on these statements of Chazal, we are now starting to see that a crucial purpose of the Torah was given to us by Hashem to be the framework and the formula for personal transformation, that we can actualize that incredible potential that lies beneath the surface. And the mitzvah is the vehicle, the mitzvahs are the vehicles, the framework, the platforms in order to do that, to become transformed as a person. And that then changes the way that we look at Matan Torah. And then if we think about this with the approach of the Ramban and the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch, what we will see then in the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, of the counting of the Omer, as we head towards Shavuos, if you look carefully through the Loshon of the Sefer HaChinuch, you will see that the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, and I want to read to you from his Loshon, he says, Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah, he says that the Shoresh, the roots of this mitzvah, of the Sefiras HaOmer, is to understand how important is Matan Torah to Klal Yisrael, the importance of the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. Lefi shekol ikarm shel Yisrael ein ela haTorah. The Sefiras HaOmer is there about counting towards the giving of the Torah to remind us how important the event of the giving of the Torah is, that our entire identity, who we are and why we are here, is entirely wrapped up in this idea of the Torah. We are here for the Torah. The Torah was given so that we can find ourselves and that we can give full expression to who we are and bring that out into the world, and the centrality of it. So what the Sefer HaChinuch says is that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer is there to instill within us an appreciation for the centrality of Torah in our lives. Note again, because he says the counting is there to be, we're not just counting, we are changing ourselves in that counting process. And the counting process is to make us appreciate what the Torah is and why it's so important and how we need to fully appreciate that. And so therefore the counting becomes a personal transformation journey for us. And he goes on to say, he says, therefore we were commanded laharos bin nafshenu hakeifetz hagodel el hayom hanichbad hanichsaf lelibeinim. He says that we are counting these days to be able to instill within our souls the great love and appreciation for what the Torah is, and to count and to say that we are waiting for this moment. And that everything we are and everything that we long for is this moment, as he says here, V'yim netamid matai yavoi ha'eis ha'nichsof eilav sheyetze lecherus. When is this moment going to arrive? And therefore it's to instill within us. So I use this as an example of the philosophy of the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch, the philosophy in mitzvahs, that mitzvahs are about how they transform us. And what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying is that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer transforms us into people who appreciate that Torah is the most precious thing, and it's the defining essence of us personally and of us as Am Yisrael. It is who we are. It is the very foundations of the identity and the destiny of Am Yisrael, and we instill within us that appreciation through the process of counting. So the Sviras HaOmer is a perfect example of the philosophy of the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch in action. And it's also, I mention it in this context because it helps us frame the our preparation for Shavuos. Helps us frame our preparation for Shavuos, which is this. We need to understand that on Shavuos we got the Torah. And the Torah is our formula for life. The Torah is the formula for how we can live the purpose for which we were placed on this earth, which is to be a creator, to be a co-creator with Hashem, to be a partner in creation with Hashem. And what do we create when we're on here on earth? We create ourselves. And how do we create ourselves? Through the mitzvahs. And how do we make that act of the mitzvahs a true act of co-creation, of creation of self? It's when we do the mitzvahs not as mechanical actions, but we do the mitzvahs as expressions of and vehicles and catalysts for true personal transformation. That when we learn Torah, we are learning it so that the Chochmas Hashem can change who we are. When we do any mitzvah, when we daven to Hashem, it is a transformation of who we are. When we act with kindness and compassion, it is a transformation not only of the life of the person that we touch, but it is a transformation of our own lives as well. In both directions, we look to transform the lives of the people around us and we look to transform ourselves. And so when we go through that, then we realize that living as a Jew is not just to go through the motions. It's not just to be something on a superficial level. It has to be a journey of personal transformation. And that was really the message of the Musa movement. The Musa movement established by Rousseau Salanta doesn't come as a new movement to establish new principles. It came to remind us that we cannot just go through the motions. That Torah is not just about going through the motions, ticking off our responsibilities. It is about becoming a new person. It is about creating ourselves. It is about this incredible journey of how we become the awesome beings that Hashem expects of us, because He knows that He gave us all of this potential and He gave us the tools and the platforms to actualize the potential, which is the Torah, which is why we are so grateful for Shavuos and why we are so grateful for Matan Torah. And that is our awesome legacy and our awesome destiny. So as Vayicha Na'am, as we encamp around this mountain, Ba'achtus, with this incredible spirit of unity of Am Yisrael, let us prepare for Matan Torah and let us rededicate ourselves to the journey of Naaseh Shutaf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis, to be a true partner with God in creation. Let us create ourselves using His mitzvahs so that we can show Hashem that we are His partners in the creation of who we are, that we can become better people, that we can actualize the awesome potential beneath, and that we can, as Am Yisrael, bring true nachas to Avinu Shebashamayim, to our Father in Heaven. And in the merit of all of that, may Hashem indeed bless Klal Yisrael. May Hashem bless every human being at this time with health, with healing. And may we all be zoiche to see the final geula, that the entire world can be makabel ol machus shamayim in a spirit of unity and in a spirit of Kiddush Hashem that will bring the world to its ultimate redemption. God bless you and a good Yom Tov to everybody.